You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 98. You know, it's so exciting when we get someone who says yes to our business. And then very often we can run into that fear of, oh no, what do I do now? How do I get them started right? I'm new myself, so how am I going to coach them to success? There are only a few simple things you need to cover with a new person to get them started on the right foot. And we'll be covering some steps to success for launching a new team partner in today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the show. It's Jackie Almer, and I just want to say thanks so much for taking some time to listen in. I really do appreciate spending this time with you each week. Just curious, I always love to know, are you a first-time listener? Have you listened for a while? If you're a first-time listener, make sure you go back and listen to some of the previous shows. You can even go all the way back. You can go to jackiealmer.com and you can click on the podcast category, and you can go all the way back to all my different shows and see if it doesn't help you. And always, I love to know where you are when you listen, what your big takeaway is from the show. So send me a tweet if you're on Twitter, at Jackie Almer, and just let me know. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to cover how to get a new team partner launched and off to success if they'll follow the system. And if you want even more coaching and insights on how to become a great leader, how to become a true network marketing professional, how to earn that gangster income, consider joining my coaching community. We cover everything A to Z on network marketing and A to Z on social media, how to set up an online marketing system so you become the hunted and not the hunter. In other words, people come to you pre-sold on network marketing and pre-sold on a business. You can go to jackiealmer.com/coach to learn more. All right, so let's get into the nuts and bolts of how to launch a new team partner. Well, the very first thing that you want to do is pick up the phone and make that call. If you weren't with them physically when they signed up or weren't with them on the phone when they signed up, pick up the phone and call them and congratulate them on their decision. What you want to do now is assure them that they have made a wise decision, that you're going to get their questions answered, that you're going to get them trained so they feel confident in what to do, and that you're going to be there to support them. You can't do it for them, but you can shorten the learning curve and you can assist them with what to do and what not to do. You want to let them know right up front, if they succeed, it's because they did it. And if they fail, it's also because they did it or they didn't do it, whichever is the case. The next thing that you want to do is set their expectations. And whatever you do, please, please do not make it sound like it's just a snap, it's a breeze, they only have to talk to a couple people or whatever. We all know, or anyone who's been successful in network marketing, or if you've been in network marketing for any amount of time, it doesn't happen that way. It's really important that you set very realistic expectations if you want them to trust you, if you want them to move forward, and if you want them to stay in the business. You want to let them know that most people are going to say no. But here's the thing, they don't need everyone. They need to understand the law of numbers, the law of averages, and the law of follow-up. The law of numbers basically is that the more numbers that they use, meaning the more exposures that they have, the more people who they have looking at their business, numbers are going to be what create growth. Then averages kind of go like this. Their averages are going to improve with practice. And practice is really just about getting it out there, picking up the phone and calling and saying, you know, I know you may not be interested, but you may know some people, however it is, developing that scripting language. And then understanding the law of follow-up is that if they will follow up consistently in their business, it will explode their business because of life timing. And I'm not talking about the distributor's life timing. I'm talking about the prospect's life timing. The next thing you want to do is let them know that you totally understand and appreciate what is probably their two biggest fears. And those two biggest fears are, I don't know what to say or do, and I don't want to look stupid or sound stupid to my family and friends. You may even be able to relate to this. So the number one goal, goal number one, before you get into the why and the goal setting and all that other stuff, you want to make sure that you calm those two biggest fears. You want to make sure that they know what to do and what to say. You want to make sure that they understand the two ways that you make money. And the two ways that you make money and that they'll make money is by signing up customers. Those are people to use the product, and signing up distributors to use the product, who also sign up other customers and distributors who use the product too. Make sense? So how do they do that? Well, this is part of the training you're going to take them through. First of all, you educate them on how to make that list. Let them know that you get that they might edit it, but tell them to go ahead and put everybody down there anyway, that you understand that they may not be ready to talk to everyone right away. That's okay. But what you do want to do is talk to them about the top 10 people first. Those people who they mark off as their top 10 need to be well-connected, they have the money, they're positive, and so on. Then, of course, again, you want to set their expectations. Again, you get that they may be hesitant because they don't know what to say. So here are some ideas on what to say. Now, I want to make sure that you listen to the show that I did just previous to this one. You can go to jackieelmer.com/097 and listen to that show on icebreakers in network marketing, how to contact your warm market, how to contact people when you're out and about, just an idea of good success language that they can use and you can use too in your business. Then you want to coach them on how to make their hot list. Their hot list are those people who are really close, friends and family. Now, what they say to those people on the hot list are something like this. Listen, I know you're super busy and I won't take a lot of your time. I've launched a business. I know you won't be interested in it, but I do think you'll love the product and I need a favor. I need you to just order a box, sign up for the product, do whatever it is, whatever fits with your particular opportunity and your product. You're looking for a customer here. I need you to order a box of XYZ product and just try it for 1 month. Because here's the thing, I need some testimonials to share. If you love it, great. Do me a favor and write me a testimonial and continue as my customer. If you don't love it, no worries, I won't ever ask you again. Would you be willing to do that for me? That tells them right away what to do and exactly what to say. They're not going to sound stupid. They're asking for a favor. They don't have to pretend like they know everything about the product. This person's on their hot list. This is the person they would call if they needed to borrow $200. This is the person they would call to bail them out of jail. This is the person who's on their Christmas card list. This is a person who would get a phone call pretty quickly when they have a new baby or get a new job or whatever it is. That is who the hot list consists of. Then you want to move on to the list that they will be contacting about the business side of things from a third-party approach and then defaulting to the customer side of things. And that language goes something like this. Hey, I know you're super busy and would not have a lot of time, but I wanted to get your opinion. I've started a business. I know you know a lot of people. I've always admired your professionalism in business. I'm expanding my business in your area, and I wonder, who do you know who's sharp, ambitious, and does keep their options open for other ways of adding cash flow? Simple conversation like that. If you can make three of those conversations a day, which don't take any more than 15 minutes tops, most of the time it won't take more than 5 or 10. If you could have three of those conversations every single day, imagine what that would do for your business. From there, okay, once you've educated them on how to start making those phone calls, you want to make sure that your new team partner knows the system that they're going to walk people through to present the opportunity. What's that system going to be? Okay, you'll know what that is for your company. Make sure you educate them on that. Then a couple of other things you want to make sure that they have. Do they have a product order in? Did they do that when they signed up? Do they know and understand how to order products? Do they know and understand the importance of auto ship? And are they on an auto ship, which basically means a monthly order of the products and services that your company offers? Then you want to make sure that they know and understand how to sign up a customer. and how to sign up a new distributor onto their team? Do they understand the tools that you have in place? What are the tools to present the opportunity and the tools to follow up with people? Next thing, schedule a time to introduce them to their upline. That could be your sponsor or someone way upline who you work with, whoever it is. If at all possible, schedule a time to get on a three-way phone call and introduce them. Next step, you want to explain conference calls and events. Let them understand, again, all the tools that are available to them. Is there a weekly conference call that they can plug into? Are there ongoing business opportunity calls? And what are the events that are offered by your company? Make sure that you get the next event in their area, as well as make sure they're aware of what the next national or international company convention is going to be, and get it on their calendar. Get them to order a ticket as soon as possible, because if it's on the calendar and they've paid for a ticket, the odds of getting them to that event are much more likely to happen. And then the next step is to lay out a daily and weekly action plan that they agree to. You've gone through what to say so they don't sound stupid, how to make those hot list calls, and how to make those basic calls to start contacting and sharing the opportunity with other people. Now you want to say to them, let's lay out your daily and weekly action plan that they can agree to. You get your calendar out, you get it scheduled, you have them look for 3 15-minute pockets of time each day that they can plug into, that they can make a few phone calls. And then you say to them, do you understand this? Can you commit to this? Will you commit to this? Do you understand what it is that you're going to do in these 15-minute time blocks? Okay? You've already gone through those steps of what they're going to be doing, but you want to ask them the question, do you understand this? Are you ready to take action on it? And then you want to give them 2 assignments to accomplish in those first 48 hours. And these must be income-producing activities. It's not to listen to training or any of that kind of thing. It could be to get 2 customers, to show the business twice, to schedule an in-home opportunity meeting and begin inviting people. They need to be activities that will ultimately create income in and for their business. And then ask them, how do you want to stay accountable? This is so important. And how do they want you to handle it when they go missing in action? Because we know people are super excited when they first start a business, but if they don't respond to you, do some type of accountability, let you know what's going on with them, how do they want you to handle it when they go MIA or missing in action? This is an important step to take with them right off the bat, because then you have permission. Should you text them once a week? Will they be texting you once a week? And then you put that down. If they say they're going to text you or email you or call you once a week to let you know what their goals for the week are, what they accomplished for the week, and what they feel they can do better at, what went well, and that type thing, then what you want to do is make sure you put that in your calendar for at least the first month that they're in the business, and then you're going to follow up with them. And then stick to that. After a few times that you don't hear back from them, that's when I leave the balls in your court kind of message saying, you know, I'm not looking to be your boss. I don't want to chase you. I know I don't want anybody chasing me. You know, I get from your lack of initiative and your lack of communication that now may not be the best time. I want you to know I'm here. I'll be here for you. You let me know when you're ready and we'll run, and I'll meet you every step of the way that you're willing to do this. But as we talked about before, I can't do it for you. If you succeed, it's up to you. If you fail, it's up to you. The ball's in your court. Sorry. So really, that's it. It's pretty simple. Beyond that, other than being available for three-way phone calls or simple questions that they have, there's not a lot that anyone's upline can do for them once the basic training steps are fulfilled. So when you finish that call with them, you want to say, do you understand what to do? Do you understand where to go to get your questions answered? Do you understand that I'm going to be here for you? What questions do you have for me now? Let's make sure we get those answered so that we can get started with you making that list and making those calls and getting plugged in and keeping yourself in action. And then you open it up for them to ask questions. And then you let them know, okay, you've indicated that you're going to text me every Sunday night. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you, and we will go from there. So let's talk then about some action steps that you can take following this show and how you can make sure you succeed at getting someone launched. First of all, develop a guide that you're going to use to get someone launched so you know exactly what steps to take when you sign up your next person into your business. And if you haven't really launched yourself, go do it. Launch your business. You can launch your business at any time. You can have a relaunch of your business. You can have a do-over. That's the beauty of our business. Then you want to reach out to team members who you've already enrolled and tell them you've developed a new launch guide. Tell them, you know, I feel like maybe I didn't do such a great job getting you launched successfully to begin with. And do you need some support? Do you want to go through this with me? Do you want to do a relaunch also? Then you want to write out your own daily and weekly plan so that you can share an example. That includes writing out what you're going to say to people, creating your hot list, creating your full list of people who you're going to call, and then making sure that you block in those 15 minutes of time in your calendar several times a day, each and every day. And then finally, make sure your next company or the generic event that you're going to attend is on your calendar, that you've purchased the ticket so that you can share that with your team, and that you plan on attending. I promise you this, when you know what to do and what to say and how to coach a new team member to getting their business launched, and you get their commitment and their approval, you're going to have a much higher ratio of people having success right off the bat, getting started in action, and you're truly going to watch your business explode and go through the roof, and you're going to finally begin to see that duplication that you're longing for happen in your business. A special shout out and an iTunes thank you for a review that this person left on my iTunes review. It's NetSave. Not sure who that is, but that's their username. I just listened to Jackie's podcast on planning and productivity and got lots of useful information. She is easy to understand and a pleasure to listen to, and I was able to implement her advice, and I now have a business plan with clear goals and action steps to follow. Awesome. I'm feeling great and right on track. I look forward to listening to more of your podcast, Jackie. Thanks and gracias. Well, thanks so much for that. And just so you know, if you're interested in listening to that, that's show number 49. You can go to jackiealmer.com/049 and you'll catch the Planning and Productivity podcast. And thank you for leaving that review. You've been entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching. If you want to be entered into a free month of my Inner Circle coaching, you can go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes. Or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher, leave your review and I'll give you a shout out on the show as well as enter your name into that drawing. And I do love to hear from you. The show notes for this show can be found at jackiealmer.com/098. And if you want to let me know what's going on with you or you have a question for the show, you can tweet it to me at @jackiealmer. Let me know what's on your mind. I will respond. If you have a question, just add the hashtag Jackie Almer, because I do watch for those and that makes it simple. And again, if this has been helpful, I would so appreciate your review and sharing over on iTunes and Stitcher. And also share this link with friends and team partners and help them grow their business too. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.